Brett McDougall, the chairman of NORA, the Norwood Oaklands Residents Association. Brett, good afternoon. This afternoon, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks very much for having me.
Brett, it must have been a very challenging period for you as the Norwood Oaklands Residents Association after lockdown the last 7, 8, 9 months. Give us a report card. What have your challenges been?
Yeah, it's been a really tough year for our neighborhood as well as for the association. From a neighborhood perspective, I'm sure we can all imagine the impacts on Grant Avenue, our main business thoroughfare. So many of our businesses have closed. If you go down Grant Avenue, you'll see a lot of to-let sign. And the ones that are still open are barely surviving. So, I mean, we've made a call to residents and to the general public to please try to support our high street and to buy local as much as possible. A healthy high street is really important for a healthy neighborhood. In terms of NORA and what we continue to do in that area, so, you know, we ran a major beautification project last year, which was really, really successful. We have a cleaner that works in the street twice a week to make sure that the street looks decent. But unfortunately, and this is impacting a number of activities, unfortunately, our subs contributions from residents and businesses have decreased by over 60% on last year. So, you know, we estimate that we have between 2,000 and 3,000 households in the area. We've only ever had a small proportion of those contributing, so about 220. But this year, that number's gone down to 70 residents or businesses contributing. So, you know, we're digging deep into our kitties at the moment, into our reserves. But, you know, the call that we've made to residents is, if you care about our neighborhood, if you care about the public spaces and what we're doing in them, we're asking everybody to contribute what they can.
No, I mean, I can't imagine a more important initiative than that. However, I do understand the enormous difficulty that people are facing under COVID conditions, what with employment and the like. Let's talk about the Norwood Park. What's been happening there over lockdown?
So Norwood Park is a park that we took over the management of 5 years ago, and it's really been a huge success story. So it's really one of the best maintained parks in Johannesburg. It really looks beautiful. The Henrietta Street Verge has recently been re-landscaped, and that's made possible by having a gardener there 4 times a week, paid by NORA. And in addition to that, by residents making donations of park plants especially. We've recently run a couple of activities over there. So we recently ran a day in aid of pets that provides valuable work to pets in township areas. But one thing that we haven't been able to do in Norwood Park this year is run Love Norwood Day. So because of lockdown and because of the regulations around public open spaces, we haven't been able to run the day. The day is a fun day for the entire neighborhood. But an important part of Love Norwood Day is that it helps us raise funds to maintain the park. Unfortunately, again, it means that we've been digging into our kitties to maintain it.
I can't imagine just how difficult that must be for you. Let's use this opportunity to appeal to those who have the means and are able to donate to do so, because I think it's important for the sustainability of the suburb going forward and to enjoy the green spaces. Where can they go to donate if they wish to do so, Brett?
So the easiest way is to get our website. It's lovenorwood.com. And if you go to the Get Involved tab, you'll find out all the information you need. So I'll just repeat that, lovenorwood.com, and then go to Get Involved.
That was Brett McDougall, the chairman of the Norwood Oaklands Residents Association, clearly facing incredible challenges, but sounding very strong. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon, Brett.
Thank you so much.